maiden running away from a prince? None would run from us.
Yet, one has.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why did she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the thing that is not even seen.
High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair. Lithe and becoming, and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, agony, far more painful than yours. When you know she would go with you, if there only were doors. Agony, oh, the torture they teach. What's as intriguing
or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome, and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Do I know?
The girl must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her
agony, misery.
Woe, though it's different for each.
Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife. I must have her to